I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
So Kelly and Alan had their stunning weddings last year at Stones in Yarra Valley. So today we have invited Kelly here at Tree Studio to share some wedding planning tips for our future brides. So hello Kelly, how are you?
Good thanks, how are you?
Yeah, good thanks. So tell me about your weddings at Stones. So how did you find Stones as your dream wedding reception?
It has been a while, but I found Stone because there was a Hong Kong celebrity.
Yeah.
He had his wedding in Stones in 2017, I guess.
Yeah.
And it went viral on the internet.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And I really, really love it because I saw their pictures of the wedding.
Yeah.
And I love winery.
Yeah.
And so I didn't do much comparison.
Okay.
So I chose Stone because I really love winery at first. And I love their design because they have a chapel and
Yes.
have reception in the same venue, because
yeah.
I don't want my guests to move around during the day.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I picked Stones based on these reasons.
Yeah, it's an all-in-one venue is really convenient for
yeah.
for not only you and the guest.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you describe your wedding theme? So like how do you want your guests to feel like on the day, on your wedding day?
I want it to be very simple,
yeah.
very intimate. Intimacy level really high because
yeah.
All my guests are like my close friends or
yeah.
family
yeah.
friends, and I sort of like this rustic, simple
yeah.
feeling that Stones created.
Yeah.
And I personally love green color and their chapel, which creates a very genuine,
like elegant feeling. Really elegant.
So I guess that all came in well, and
So. Yeah, it's pretty beautiful. Yeah, because the greenery and the white walls provide an excellent backdrop for wedding photos. Yeah, as well. Yeah, so just for your wedding day at Stones, what's the most important thing do you think to include for your wedding?
I guess you guys, one of the main reasons
yeah.
wedding photographer and video is very important because
yeah.
it really encapsulate or capture the best moment of the day, which
yeah.
I will cherish for a long, long time for
yeah.
my life.
Yeah.
And another thing is I would say wedding planner, because
yeah.
On the day, the bride can be very busy and stressful,
of course, yes.
can be like you can't handle everything by yourself. So
of
you
course.
Really need someone to be by your side and
yeah.
help you with everything.
Yeah.
So I guess this would be a great investment to
yes.
your wedding day.
Yeah, so yeah, I think Kelly had a very thoughtful and responsible wedding planner on the day. And apart from on the day, like what she did on the day, is there any like pre-wedding, like did you receive any help from her like pre-wedding wise?
Yeah, of course. So all the communication that I want to have between the venue and myself,
yeah.
my wedding planner will be helping me with.
Okay.
Like, for example, if I want to change the layout of the, you know, the wedding tables or the numbers of guests or like any
yeah.
dietary requirements and all that,
yeah.
of course, Stone will provide me with the form to be filled with before
yeah.
the wedding day, but they will help me with any sort of change or adjustments or any sort of help I would like to.
Okay.
So they really help me to save time. Another part, apart from communications, is they will provide me with some suppliers.
Oh yeah.
So
yes.
like I've never really, you know, it's my I've never been to many kinds of wedding in my
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
So I don't really know many suppliers in Melbourne or in Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
So they have been in the industry for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So they do suggest me with some quality or reliable suppliers that really save me tons of time.
Yeah, cool. So another tips is instead of getting the stationaries provided by mm-hmm. her wedding planners, I think Kelly opted in to get her own stationaries by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, which really saved a lot of money. So can you share some tips with us, right?
Yes. So I guess sourcing everything from Melbourne or in Australia is very expensive, of course, because of the labor and because of the ingredients, and everything here is expensive comparing to where I am from, like in China. So I did have this advantage, of course, if you know if you can speak Chinese or if you know someone in China, it will be convenient if you source some of the product. Basically, they're mainly made in China, right? So everything is very cheap, like it's including like the guest book or the sign-up paper or the name card on the table, everything. I had a bit of design background myself, so I did a bit of design. I had the layout, and I just find suppliers in China to do it for me. And I have family came over from China, so they bring it back here for me I'm really lucky in that sense, so that saves me lots of money. Just because another tip is go to Pinterest to find some design ideas for yourself, what you like, what sort of theme you like, what color you like, and that will help you in the process of sourcing some stationaries as well.
So sourcing them from like online or elsewhere can really get you to get them like off a cost price.
Yeah,
really.
100%,
save a lot of budget.
Yep.
So another thing is Kelly had a really stunning dress on her day. So can you describe your dress on your wedding day, Kelly?
Oh, my dress. So my dress was from China, and it was a rental dress. So I didn't buy it because I want to save some money on the dress. And I don't mind like if it's borrowed, because I understand some people have like emotional attached to their dress. They want have it and save it and for their daughters and etc. But I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. And my dress was very simple and elegant.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be too much details on it, I do like it to be plain white.
Plain white,
the long tail at the back.
I
do like it like that way. But and also my dress, I think my inspiration was from Princess Diana. She had a dress really elegant and simple and plain.
I
really like one of that for myself, and I found this type in China, and I just rented, and my mom brought it over for me.
Okay, so did you try it on like in China, or did you actually just...
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So I went, my wedding was in December. I went back to China in September to get all my wedding costumes. And I've got a few. So I got my wedding dress and my reception dress, and also some dress for my Chinese wedding. And they all came together in a package. So it's quite cheap. 4 dresses for like 6,000 RMB. So it's really cheap.
Yeah.
But it's very good quality.
Yeah.
And I tried it on, and it suits me perfectly. I didn't do any alteration. Of course, I couldn't because it's a borrowed dress.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it suits me
perfectly.
I think that's meant to be. So
that's the perfect one. Yeah.
Without a second thought, I just get it. But I understand people buy the dress here. They spend thousands of dollars, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But for me, I want to save some money on that. So that's what I chose.
Yeah. So like, how many dress did you try before you find the dream one?
I think for my wedding, like the white dress, I try like 2 or 3 types.
2 or 3,
but
yeah.
I do know what I like. As I said, I like the simple, plain one. So they don't have that many options.
Yeah.
So I told the wedding, the salesperson in the shop, I said, oh, this is what I like. I have the pictures with me. And she just helped me to find what they had in store. And I think I'm that type of person. I really know what I like and what I don't like. I know what suits me well. So I tried on like 2 or 3 dresses and find this one I really like.
Really, it's good that you find the perfect, like what you actually been looking for. That's great. Yeah. And just for the wedding suppliers, like Which platform do you mainly use to source your wedding suppliers, like say Google, Instagram? Like which platform would you like think is more helpful for you?
So I believe if you search wedding, for example, wedding, anything about wedding, on Google, it will come up with different shopping sites. There's one called Etsy, E-T-S-Y.
Oh, Etsy, yeah.
It's very, they're large, they're huge in Melbourne, like in Australia, I guess. And I found my A1 or AO sign, like which I put like welcome to Ellen and Kelly,
sign,
the welcome sign.
Yeah.
That one they printed out for me was like $100-something. I found it a little bit expensive.
Okay.
To me, I suggest you can go to some printing shop here locally. They can print it out in a board for like $80 to $100.
Okay. Yeah.
But my one is like plain paper. They don't even have a board attached to it.
Oh, sir.
So I have to find myself some whiteboard to attach to it. Otherwise, it will be like a plain paper.
Yeah.
So I guess before you buy anything online, you maybe communicate with the sales or talk to them before, because it's very hard to return and it's big.
Oh yeah,
and
of course
they charge shipping fee and everything. As I said, I source most of my stationery from China, so Taobao is one of the best one. They have everything you can imagine.
Really?
And here I guess Etsy or maybe eBay, I don't know. But and I got my fairy lights.
Oh, the fairy lights.
Fairy lights online as well. Oh, sorry, I got them in Spotlight.
Spotlight
is good because they have the long one, like the really like the 60 centimeters one, the long one.
Okay, yeah.
For like, it's not that expensive. I grab whatever I have in
awesome.
The shop. Yeah.
So it's I guess the takeaway is to do like comparison before you actually.
Yeah,
make
like the fairy light. I guess some wedding planner they do sell it.
Yeah.
For double of the prices.
But
of
with
what,
lots of profit,
with what you can get from Spotlight.
Yeah.
So I guess Spotlight is very good. Sometimes it surprises you. I got my candles from Spotlight as well.
Yep. Cool. And so let's move back to wedding photography. So when you guys are doing your wedding planning, so what you are really looking out for your wedding photographies? So what aspect do you think like it's really important?
As in the outcome of the wedding photography.
Yeah. And also the experience.
So I knew William or Tree Studio from my friend's referral because William did both of my friend's wedding. I saw the outcome, the video and the photos on the day. I really like it. And I found, because both of my friends, they all had a wedding in a winery.
Yeah.
So I guess, I believe different wedding photographer or videographer, they have different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But given that it's a winery, I really like William's work or Tree Studio's work.
Yeah.
So I chose William without a second thought.
Yeah.
And what I was looking for in my photos or videos, photos mainly, was it to be genuine. It captured the natural moment.
The honest reaction.
It doesn't have to be staged. Mm-hmm. I want it to be everything to be natural. So when I look at the photo, I want to smile instead of, ooh.
That's awkward.
So I really believe Tree Studio did a good job in that way. So.
Yeah, awesome. Mm. So how many meetings, like how many photographers did you meet and how many would you recommend to our brides to meet if they want to like find their wedding photographers?
As in how many research, like
doing
research phase? I don't know. I guess this depends on your budget and depends on how much time you have. Because some brides or some grooms, they don't have much time. Some they have like a year ahead or something like that to compare and contrast. But I guess most of the work can be done before your meeting. So you can go online, on Instagram, on their website to check their work before you meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out if that's something you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe find a field that you really like their work.
Yeah.
And do as much as research you can before your wedding. Before your first consultation, and let them know. Oh, that's something I really like, but I would like some personal touch to it. That can be totally fine. But for me, I guess finding the I guess depending on your budget and finding the best theme you like, is everything can be done before the consultation. So for me, I don't think you need that many. I would say top three, maximum three,
pretty much,
because you don't want to waste too much time.
Yeah, because you got other suppliers
you
to
other
meet.
Stuff to
lots
do.
Of
and
things
yeah,
to do. Yeah,
I guess down to at the end of the day, it's because of like the personal trust you have with the studio or the person that does the work. If you like the person, if you trust their work, then you go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your friends refer someone to you. So
yeah, awesome, cool. And what do you think about the videographies, wedding videographies, and how the outcomes, like how the outcomes differentiate, like with originally how you thought about it?
I guess it exceeds my expectation.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it would take longer than I thought.
But to get the final videos. Okay, yeah.
But I got everything, the 1 minute and the 4 minutes one, I think in like
pretty much in
four days or something
that. Yeah.
So it's really quick. Mm-hmm. And given that was a really busy wedding season, I believe you guys have lots of other weddings.
Yeah.
But the outcome was really good.
Yeah.
And I remember the first outcome I got was there was a grayish filter added to my video.
Okay.
And I wasn't really found out. And I told William, and William get that change immediately.
So
I was really surprised, and I'm really happy with how fast you guys respond, and with the post-wedding consultation, and the service was really just great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was really happy with it.
Yeah, because we got everything pretty much done in-house. So we got our editors, Angela, just doing video editing. So and it's quick. It's good. Like we got a quick, very quick turnaround time. So also, what do you think about the 1 minute video? Would you recommend the other couples doing the 1 minute videos for them as well?
Yes, I've said that's very important, the 1 minute one, because even though it's short, but you can post that on your social media, your Facebook and Instagram, and that really put everything, the important moments, into the 1 minute that maybe some of your families or friends couldn't be there on the day, but they can feel the excitement and happiness for you. And it's good for sharing, and it's good for even just to have a short glimpse of what happens on the day, because sometimes people, they don't have a whole day to look at the footage, you know. So I believe 1 minute or even 30 seconds is very important.
Yeah, awesome. And finally, was there anything that you wish to have on your wedding day?
Other things, can you elaborate? Like what sort
anything that you wished that you could include to have on your wedding day?
I would say I had a perfect wedding.
Pretty much, I really
love it. And I would say if I can have like maybe something fancy like fireworks.
Oh, the fireworks. Because
Stones, like, you know, it's very empty. Like it's in a wineyard. And if I do have like fireworks and all that, that would be very romantic. But I'm fine without it. But that's something I really like.
But we got at least we got the sparklers at the end of the night.
That one's good.
That turned out to be pretty well. Cool. So thank you, Kelly, for this podcast.
Thanks for having me.
This is Mark from Tree Studio. We'll see you at the next episode.